1000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in Riverside at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and the discussion. You're invited to do so each and every day. The Let's Face the Issues broadcast is formatted on the Q&A format. We set the stage, ask the questions, invite you to join in the dialogue and the discussion. Immediately after the brief monologue, our lines will be open. You're invited to call. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Be delighted to have you call. Invite your questions, comments, dialogue, discussion. We're talking about today signs of the times. I believe today, ladies and gentlemen, nationally, internationally, and globally, we're seeing events that God speaks of in the eschatological prophetic text called the last days, the last times. We're living in those last days, ladies and gentlemen. Multitudes are living today on the edge, not wondering, sitting back, wondering what's happening, what's taking place. Some are looking at the shock and awe of what's happening in the Oval Office in America with the president. Where are we going as a nation? What's taking place? What's the future? What's the future hold? Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever wondered what we will be doing a year from now, 6 months from now in America? Have you ever wondered if America would exist a year from now, 6 months from now, 10 years from now? Have you ever wondered what's taking place with the earthquakes and the diseases and the diversity of wars that's taking place on a global basis? Have you considered what God's Word says in relationship to the future of America and the future of the world? The Bible says that we are living in perilous times. We're going to talk about that today. Then we'll look at the book of Matthew, Matthew's Gospel, the 24th chapter, perhaps Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke chapter 21, the three eschatological texts that gives us a clear insight of what Jesus says will be the signs of the times. It's not a matter of what a philosopher says. It's not a matter of a politician and his statements. It doesn't make any difference what it said denominationally, but it makes a whole lot of difference, ladies and gentlemen. We see what the Bible says, what the Word of God says, what the Lord Jesus Christ is telling us. There will be the signs of the times. That's what we'll be talking about today. Love to hear from you. Your dialogue and discussion is always welcome. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Are you concerned about it? Are you looking forward to what we see, the culmination, the wrap-up of this old world? May I say to you, it's coming to a rare, very rapid conclusion nationally, internationally, and globally. How do I know that? Because God's Word says so. I place my faith and trust in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word. Nothing more, nothing less. My faith and trust and confidence is not in government, but in God. And God's Word tells us what is going to take place, how it's going to happen, and what we need to look out for and these last days before the rapture of the church occurs, then the 7 years of tribulation, and then the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. It's the truth book, John 8:31-32. Jesus says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. further in John 17, 17, there's the declaratory statement made about the Word of God. John 17, 17 says, "Thy Word is truth." Psalms 117, verse 2 says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." So, ladies and gentlemen, we place our faith and trust in man, if you like, where there's no stability, there's no honorability, there's no truthfulness, there's no dependability. But we can place, or we can place our faith and trust in the Word of God. What God's Word says shall come about just as He says that it will. May I remind you, ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about truth, there's so many today that's not interested in truth. They're simply interested in the passing relevance of what they consider is truth. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." You find those today that are revolted by truth. You find those in our colleges and universities, those airheads that have been trained by the socialist Marxist professors that could not recognize truth if their lives depended on it. In fact, 55% of that age group, 18 to 35-year-old age group, make this statement: each person determines his or her own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not but one version of truth. You've heard me say many, many times, a half truth is a whole lie. And yet we find multitudes today that are operating on half truths. Half truths. You find that in the secular world. You find it in the religious world. You find it in the political world. You find it in the society in which we're living in, where there's a mindset that you can make up your own truth. We find those that are marching in the streets of our major cities across America, waving the socialist, Marxist, Palestinian, jihadist flag, that's my term for it, waving the flag, crying out for the destruction of Israel and the evisceration of the Jewish people without any idea of what they're saying. And that's because those, that age group, simply have not learned American history. They've not learned world history. They know nothing about the Middle East history. They know that even less about the Word of God and what God's Word says. And so they're waving the flags in the streets, demonstrating and marching for the genocide of the Jewish people without any understanding of what they're saying and doing. It's because of believing a half-truth. It's because of not knowing the real truth. This is the reason I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus said this: "Faithful Christians, seek the truth. Listen to the truth. Learn the truth. Love the truth. Tell the truth. Live the truth. And defend the truth, even to death." My challenge each and every day, as introductory remarks on this broadcast, is for that to be applicable in our lives. As Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, seeking the truth, listen, learning, loving, telling, living, and defending the truth. I don't think that's too much to ask for. It's not an easy task. I find with our new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, when he's interviewed by some of the most liberal talking heads on the Communist Network News, he maintains his cool and he continues to tell the truth, whether they like the answers or not. Now, I'm not saying that he's perfect, but I am very, very impressed by his cool head, his cool answers, his sense of control of what he's saying, because he stands on the truth. He is a professing Christian, and I'm thankful for that. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands LaConda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with a full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Right at the intersection of the Beltway of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark. 165-foot flagpole. The U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole. You'll find the home of Tools for a Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for a Time is now hiring all positions. House and grounds maintenance. Mechanics and technicians. Inside and outside sales. Customer service representatives. And much, much more. Tools for a Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for a Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for a Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for a Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does placing in the family of Tools for a Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you for joining us today. We're talking about the signs of the times. We're looking at the biblical record of what God's word says in relationship to the last of the last days. In fact, I go back to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 and following. It says, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come." May I say to you without doing damage to the scripture, perilous times have come, they're present. And the scripture says in verse 2 and following, "For gara," it's the little Greek word gara, "because," why perilous times come? What do we see in the perilous times? "Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that do good, traitors, heady, high-minded," the scripture says, and it continues, "lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away." Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to exegete the text in depth, but simply use it as an introductory text to talk about what the signs are for today. We're living in perilous times. Then in Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke chapter 21, it sets aside, gives us a chronological order of the signs of the times. But we need to understand the word perilous means dark times, means difficult, deceptive, dangerous, devastating, deadly. Ladies and gentlemen, many today are feeling hopeless and helpless because of what is taking place in America and around the globe. I'm looking at an article, headline says, 78 times campus cancel culture succeeded in censorship in 2023 alone. Campus cancel culture continued unabated over the last 12 months with 78 successful cancellations in 2023, including the removal of a plaque dedicated to General Robert E. Lee's horse. A professor fired after teaching sex defined by chromosomes, and a college that ended its use of the word field to promote inclusivity. The database defines cancel culture as any effort by people or groups to identify someone or something as offensive as or unacceptable and seek some way to censor or to punish the transgressor or the item. It tracks both successful cancellations as well as attempted efforts, which can still have a chilling effect on the freedom of thought in America. And may I say, ladies and gentlemen, more than a dozen professors were targeted or successfully shut down in 2023 because of taking a conservative stand and rejecting the woke, progressive, cancel culture mindset. So we're living in dark days. We're living in difficult times, times when people are feeling hopeless and helpless because of what is taking place around us. We're living in difficult times. Our economy, our health care, our security. I'm looking at a headline that says, "Hospital fires Christian physician assistant In transgender agenda case, we're made in the image of God, he said. A Christian healthcare worker in Michigan is suing her employer, saying she lost her job for refusing to use the preferred pronouns and reference to gender reassignment procedure. This labor dispute began when she was a 17-year physician assistant, refused to agree with two questions on a Michigan University Health West survey. They asked me very specifically, will you use preferred pronouns? Will you refer to gender surgery? I said, I can't do that. She requested a religious accommodation of the company's transgender agenda. Her request stated that she would be violating her belief and medical expertise that gender is not fluid, regardless of what a patient may think. We're made in the image of God, she said. It's not something that can just choose or pick. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, she was fired because of taking a stand about biblical morals and biblical values and refused to bow and to bend. Now, when I think of that, I think of the book of Daniel, where the three Hebrew boys refused to bow before a false god, as they were directed to by the political leadership. When they were brought in and chided, they refused to bend. They would not bend when there was a pressure cooker mentality. I am in the position and thought today, the philosophy, the feeling today, that it's time that conservatives and Christians and patriots refuse to bow to the politically correct, corrupt culture today. Yes, the Bible says perilous times shall come. Perilous times are here. That means dark times, difficult times, deceptive times. Ladies and gentlemen, deception is the order of the day, it seems, on a national level. Deception today seems to be the philosophy that the federal government and many state governments are using. Let me remind you again, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Do you see what I am talking about? Do you understand what the scripture says when it says that perilous times shall come? Do you understand that it means dark, difficult, deceptive, dangerous, devastating, deadly times? And then the scripture goes on and clearly identifies what is happening. Unnatural affection, truth breakers, false accusers. But the thing that is, how would you say, should stand out like a sore thumb for the Christian, for the conservative. We're looking at the third chapter of 2 Timothy, verse 1 and following. Verse 3 says, the latter portion of the verse, despisers of those that are good. In other words, the society in which we're living in today, for the most part, has a sense of hate, disdain, despising those that stand for truth, those that stand for morals and ethics and by. I believe, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that emanates out of the Oval Office and therefore permeates the mindset of a lost culture in America. And the mindset is that we as Christians and conservatives and patriots, we're the cause, we're the blame, we're the problem, not they themselves. So, ladies and gentlemen, we understand that we're living in perilous times, dark, devastating, difficult, deceptive times. Looking at another headline, FDA forced to release documents admitting that they knew, listen to this, that they knew that the COVID vaccine caused heart inflammation. Despite having a history of felonious conduct, Pfizer was given preferential treatment at the FDA due to the longstanding connection with government officials. Let me just pause there. It is fascinating when you look at the paper trail of big farmer, whether it is Pfizer or others. You have those that are in the executive level and these major big pharma organizations. They retire and immediately go to work at the FDA. Or those that are with the FDA, when they retire, they go to work with big pharma. There is a process of musical chairs between big pharma and the FDA. And yet we're supposed to place our faith and trust in FDA's findings and decision-making in relationship to drugs and the pharmaceuticals that would be good for us as citizens. Keep in mind, whether it's Fox News or others, Fox News, it's documented, Fox News receives about 75 to 78% of its revenue for ads from big pharma. So you might think Fox is conservative. There's a modicum of conservatism there. But they're controlled by big pharma. So also with every other network, it's an impossibility for any of the talking heads on any of the television networks to take a stand for truth and to warn the American citizens of the danger of the so-called vaccines or the drugs that's being promulgated, pushed, advertised, and recommended on the networks. Ladies and gentlemen, it's because Big Pharma controls. Can you imagine if Fox News or any other network were to say something negative about a COVID vaccine or about Pfizer, and Pfizer just picks up the phone and says, you've got $1 billion worth of ads, cancel those. That's the control that Big Pharma has over the network news across America. This article says, despite having a history of felonious conduct, Pfizer was given preferential treatment at the FDA due to longstanding connections with the government officials. After pushing their experiments through clinical trials in 2020, Pfizer and the FDA were not transparent with the data on their new vaccines. As a matter of fact, as the vaccine was being launched, Pfizer and the FDA never released the actual data and the tens of thousands of documents that underpinned their EUA. That's the emergency use authorization. These shameless entities actually fought in the courts to keep the data concealed from the public for up to 75 years. Ladies and gentlemen, perilous times. It means dark, dangerous, difficult, deceptive. We're watching the deception, the lies, and the deceitfulness of the federal government today. The federal government, through Joe Biden's, he's the puppet. I believe Barack Obama's pulling the puppet strings behind the scenes. I believe we're witnessing today the move to carry out Obama's plans to fundamentally change America. And they're using every deceptive, demonic technique in the book to destroy the fundamental foundation of our nation. And Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Pretty powerful question. If the foundations be destroyed, what can we do? How can we my bride and I talk about it quite often. When we see what's taking place with the government, with what's being said, what's being done, with the overreach, with the open, visibly understood counter to what is called constitutionality, who's doing anything to prevent it? Who's doing anything to stand up and be in the gap and stop it? And it's because we have the federal government that controls those thugs with badges, as I call them, that's supposed to be there to protect Americans. They're there to protect the lie, the deceit that's taking place in the Oval Office to undermine, tear down, and destroy anything that's called America today. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline. I don't know if you've heard this or not. It wouldn't have been on the news. We're talking about the January the 6th event that they're trying to prosecute Trump, calling it insurrection. The news media, the Marxist media, CNN, Communist Network News, like to talk about it as being an insurrection. Tucker Carlson interviewed a Louisiana congressman named Clay Higgins. About an hour and a half interview. I commend it to you if it has not been taken down from the internet. Here's a part of the transcript from that. Bombshell. 200 undercover FBI assets at Capitol on January the 6th, according to the congressman. As a member of Congress investigation into the January 6, 2021 protest at the U.S. Capitol estimates that the FBI had 200 undercover assets, both inside and outside the building. That means inside and outside the Capitol. We believe, this article says, that there were easily 200 plus FBI undercover assets operating in the crowd, outside the Capitol, embedded in the groups that entered the Capitol or provoked entry of the Capitol. Representative Clay Higgins, Republican Louisiana, said. Higgins appeared on the Tucker Carlson Network for an interview that aired Saturday, the third anniversary of the day now commonly known as January or J6. He's among the few elected Republicans still questioning the official media narrative about the day's events. Quote, given the scope of the operation and the number of doors where entry was allowed or even encouraged, and the number of people that were actually outside the Capitol and that entered into the Capitol, we believe 200 is a conservative number of FBI assets, Higgins said of his estimate. Tucker Carlson reacted with alarm. Quote, it's shocking what you're saying and confirms everyone's worst suspicion about this, Tucker Carlson told Higgins. It's clearly true. Based on the evidence he's reviewed, Higgins said the FBI agents worked with the local Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Police, the U.S. Capitol Police, and the assets were addressed. Listen, when they talk about assets, they're talking about human beings. They're talking about FBI agents, federal agents. I believe it's not only FBI. I believe it's FBI, the CIA, Secret Service, as well as Capitol Police. But ladies and gentlemen, over 200. In fact, one article I read said maybe 200, as many as 206 people were addressed. This article says, dressed as Donald Trump supporters inside the Capitol, because those were the guys that knew their way around in the Capitol. This congressman says that in watching video footage and interviewing whistleblowers, he said it's very clear that some of these were already in the Capitol before the crowd from President Trump's rally got to the Capitol. And video footage shows that they were dressed in MAGA, that is, the red hat and the Trump supporter regalia. They're already in the Capitol, and they were motioning for the crowd to come in. Ladies and gentlemen, that's entrapment. Entrapment by the federal government. And then to find the federal government paying those to sit at a computer with facial recognition software to trace down, and they brag now about they've gone on and arrested another 1,048 human beings, many of them never even setting foot in the Capitol, but because they were on the Capitol grounds that day. Ladies and gentlemen, this article says, since the January 6th attack, the Justice Department has engaged in what has become one of the largest and most complex resource-intensive investigations in U.S. history. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about perilous times. I don't know how you could identify this any greater than calling it perilous times, where there's deception taking place, dark times, difficult times, dangerous times. Ladies and gentlemen, there seems to be no safety in America or globally. This demonic activity that's taking place is bringing it to a head, a crescendo for the rapture of the church and the return of Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back. Right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit